Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Well, cattle producers, it's the Bighorn Classic coming from Superior Video Livestock Auction, 22nd to the 25th of August. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, originating from the Holiday Inn Convention Center in Sheridan, Wyoming. The folks are going to be offering 165,000 head of cattle starting on Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. Central Time, Region 3, 4, 5, and 6 wean calves and calves on cows. They'll also have some bread stock they'll be selling as well. On Wednesday, August 23rd, they'll start 9 a.m. Central Time again with feeder steers and feeder heifers from primarily regions 3, 4, 5, and 6. On Thursday, Friday, both days starting at 9 a.m. Central Time with cattle primarily coming from the western states. If you want more information about the cattle, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call at 800-422-2117. The Bighorn Classic, August 22nd to the 25th. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. The Environmental Protection Agency has extended the deadline to submit comments on the Waters of the U.S. rule repeal effort. EPA announced yesterday that it, along with the Army Corps of Engineers, will be accepting comments through the 27th of September now. The original deadline for the comment period was set for August 28th. EPA formally proposed to repeal the rule back in late June. The Trump administration plans to separately write a new regulation to replace the rule. Additionally, President Trump signed an executive order back in February ordering EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt to consider repealing the rule, and that is exactly what the proposed rule is, to simply roll back the rule that was set into place September of 2015 by the Obama administration. How big of a corn crop will we have? What will corn prices be later on this year and into early next year? Glenn Tonger with K-State says that that is a concern for the beef cattle business because it'll have an impact on feeder cattle prices.
But there's still what I would deem a little more uncertain about that yield's going to be than we're used to. The reason that's relevant is if we have a big corn crop, by whatever the term big means here, and we have cheap, whatever cheap means corn, that's very supportive for feeder cattle values. We all recognize that. But I think there's less certainty that we're going to have a big, cheap corn crop than maybe we anticipated in the past. And that's adding some uncertainty, particularly in the feeder cattle complex. So the large supplies in the feedlot to move through, coupled with we know there's a lot of feeder cattle, we just don't know what the corn price is going to be, is pushing around, giving us some uncertainty about exactly what the feeder cattle prices are going to be come October.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Glenn Tonger. Chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Pat Roberts of Kansas, echoing his House of Representatives counterpart, Mike Conaway, saying that the goal, in his mind, is to get the farm bill across the finish line by the end of this year. In Kansas earlier this week, Senator Roberts telling farmers and ranchers that the farm bill process is in good shape. According to the High Plains Journal, the current farm bill will expire at the end of September next year. House and Senate committees on agriculture are both in the process of holding field hearings around the nation to take input on the next farm bill. House Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway of Texas previously has said more than once the goal is to have the farm bill finished this year and up for a vote in the House as early as the first 60 days or so of 2018. From the calendar, conservation stakeholders from all across Oklahoma gathering for the Conservation Summit on the south side of Oklahoma City. They'll be hearing this morning from Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas talking about the future of conservation, especially in federal farm policy in the 2018 Farm Bill. You've got farm news on Ron. It's the big event. Express Ranch is selling over 600 head in 2 days, Friday, August 18th, Saturday, August 19th, at the ranch in Yukon. On Friday at 1 p.m., they'll be selling 231 fall calving females. Then Saturday, August 19th, it'll be the traditional big event offering. Over 300 lots will sell, cows with heifer calves, donor cows, fall calving two-year-olds, fall and spring open heifer calves, and 49 show heifer prospects. For more information, call Express Ranches, 800-664-3977, or go to expressranches.com. And that's your farm news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.